Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, nationalistic Christian patriots. Welcome to The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty on this fine Independence Day week. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Yes, we like the truth.
We do. And even better than that, we love it when God answers prayers, especially in this era where we've asked for God to help, you know, just to step in, to send as many angels as he possibly can to expose all of the criminals, this communist coup criminal regime, to expose all the truth behind it, and to also bring them all to justice.
Yes.
And so in that, it is underway. I must say that he is answering our prayers. And as much as the communist coup is trying to get a complete hold on this nation, they haven't completely done it yet.
Right.
It is still in transition mode. And so there is still some law and justice that is happening. And I think we're going to see a lot more of it start to happen, because what's going on now with the border and with the child trafficking is taking center stage. And
it is.
And anymore, the whole rest of the United States are not going to be able to ignore this anymore. With Jim Caviezel and Mel Gibson, I mean,
yes,
these are major global celebrities that are not only saying, hey, look at this, but they're saying, do something about it.
Well, the big thing, just like we said last week, is awareness. The overwhelming majority of citizens are completely unaware of the size, the magnitude of this problem.
Yes, that's right.
And I mean, nobody's naive enough to think that, you know, that there isn't sex trafficking and pedophilia and stuff like that going on. But on the scale is staggering. And so, yeah, that's what they're bringing awareness to. And and what's really cool, too, is to see, you know, you've got your celebrity side of things, but then also Congress is bringing it.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Well, we've got a couple clips here today, since today is the first day that they're opening the box offices to show The Sound of Freedom. And you and I have our tickets. We're going this evening.
Yes.
And so that is another answer to prayers that we've been praying to the Lord, that this child trafficking thing is so horrific, so far over our heads, and we don't even know where to begin. And so we've been praying to the Lord, we don't even know what to do. Please help us to put an end to this. And so watching Jim Caviezel do what he's done with the film, Mel Gibson jump right in and start submitting documents that exposes all of the Hollywood pedophiles. And
yes,
then Jim pointing to the fact of what you and I have been hammering for the past 2.5 years now very hard, is about how the border has everything to do with child trafficking.
We're going to be right there with France, like France is right now, burning.
That's
if
right.
We don't get our border under control, there's no way out of it for them, other than there's no peaceful way out now at
That's
this
right.
point. And, you know, despite all of the warnings and everything else, all the embracing, you know, opening your borders and all that, for, you know, the people have been duped, just like with climate change or the vaccines or everything else, that it's the right thing to do. And it's all based on emotionalism. Now they're paying the price for it. We're going to pay the price for an open border. We already are, but it hasn't been felt yet.
Right.
It's still safe to go to the store.
Right.
It's still safe in most communities for a woman to be walking alone.
Although we advise everyone to now go armed, because there are 11 million undocumented illegal aliens that have just been the result of nations emptying their prisons and insane asylums so they could come here.
Right.
And so thinking that we're safe anymore when we're not. We must decide to go armed.
It's not the same world that it was, that's for sure.
Yep.
But and also after the word of the day, and on the topic of this, you know, Sound of Freedom in the movie, I've got the information on the website for ourrescue.org, and I'll talk about that. That's who this movie was based off of. The guy who runs that.
Excellent, excellent. So. Yeah, because we've got clips here from Marjorie Taylor Greene and Senator Hawley that are addressing this very specific thing here. And we've also got a clip from Jim Caviezel interviewing with Fox News about it. And he has some very alarming statistics for you that you're going to want to hear. But we are going to get to that right after the break. So let's jump right into the Word of God, because this is the whole reason why we want to correct all this in the first place, is because we want to confront evil and be more like the Lord and less like ourselves.
Absolutely.
Okay, yes. So the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Psalm 118, verses 15 through 20. Mm. And this was a random turning in our Bible study from Saturday, the seventh day, the Sabbath day, and it turned out to ultimately circle back around to, guess what? What we've been focusing on for the past month.
Imagine that.
Humility.
Yes.
Right? And it always boils down to humility. So we're going to cover that Bible study this week because it was absolutely fascinating, and you're going to be so thrilled to know that you've been part of this train that we've been on, you know,
right.
that day by day, the Lord has been leading us through all of these things that connect together and make sense of all of it and point us all in the right direction. And, you know, the Lord making lemonade out of the lemons that the homosexual pride movement caused us to start by having straight up humility month. And so
that's right.
So that Psalm 118, verse 15 through 20 reads, "The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter." And that's it.
Cool.
And lo and behold, what's very interesting about that, of course, you remember from Friday, the word of the day talked about the Eastern Gate
mm-hmm.
being the gate that Christ would enter back through. And when he is in his temple, that gate will only allow the Lord, well, once he has entered it, it will only allow David in.
Right.
It refers to the prince being David.
Yes.
And so here David is in Psalm 118 describing, "Open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord." And so I thought, the gates of righteousness, is he actually referring to the Eastern Gate? Because this passage is talking about the new millennium when we reign as kings and priests with Jesus.
Right.
And so the prince is the one that gets to go through the Eastern Gate where the Lord had entered at that point. And then in verse 20 again, it says, "This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter." And so when I looked that up, I thought, oh, that's fascinating. I bet it is the same thing. And so surely it does. It goes and makes direct reference in my Bible to Mark 11, verses 1 through 11. And so it is. It is the Eastern Gate. So this is the Lord's continuation through a random turning, more about the Eastern Gate and the description of it with David and David making the reference himself. And so we'll cover more of that tomorrow.
Good. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's really, really exciting. I think it's neat that the Lord is pointing out that he clearly wants us to know about his gate.
Yeah.
Because when he comes back on the Mount of Olives, that thing that's bricked up right now, He's going to blast through that. Yeah,
he's
going to
blow
problem.
That wide open.
Yep, that's right.
Looking so forward to it.
Me too.
Can't come soon enough, right?
That's for sure.
All right, well, good one. Well, thank you for that. And that one is...
Praise God. That is Psalm 118, verses 15 through 20.
15 through 20.
Yep.
All right, good one to meditate on and read. And all the cross-references, too, in the, you know, in your notes, if you have a study Bible. Down at the bottom. Let it take you through that down that rabbit trail.
Oh, it's it's
a really great Bible study.
It's an excellent Bible study for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break then, real quick. Thank you. And
praise God.
We will be back right after this break. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com to make sure you can get rapture ready and don't get left behind. It's JesusAppears.com. We'll be right back.
If there is any hope of restoring America, we cannot, as a free people, allow ourselves to be divided. Division is what the destroyers of liberty are counting on, and if that means, as a last resort, preserving those American ideals within the boundaries of the American Redoubt, there must be unity among the patriots. We must all hang together, or assuredly we shall all hang separately. That's what Benjamin Franklin said, and that's what I say too. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, on this Independence Day Eve. Got to talk a little bit about that on the Sunday night podcast. We want to go back and listen to that about our Christian heritage, the beginning of our country, and celebrating what makes America exceptional, and some of our roots to get back to.
That's right. We need to thank a listener, by the way, for posting that on our morning commute channel. And
the whole video documentary
of that was exceptional. And so we just wanted to say, hey, thank you for that. And for any of you that would like to join us on our Telegram channel, you can find us. Well, the Telegram app is free, and you can download that to your phone, and our channel is just The Morning Commute, and we're always glad to have new people on there. We have people from all over the whole United States there, so we welcome you all there.
Yeah, and if you want to email us, you can do that at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com or themorningcommute7am@gmail.com, either one of those. But what
And the 7 a.m. is just the number. So right. themorningcommute7am@gmail.com.
Exactly. And the documentary that Lady Liberty was talking about, that one of our listeners posted, and I watched it on Saturday, just outstanding. It's The True Christian History of America. The True Christian History of America. It's a YouTube video, and there's several producers. You could just write Chris Pinto, like the car or like the bean, Chris Pinto, and that'll take you right to it. And it's like almost 3 hours long. It's awesome. Okay, so right
off the bat, we have this interview. It's a Fox interview with Jim Caviezel, and he has a few things to say about the Sound of Freedom, as well as more of the statistics on child trafficking that you're going to want to hear. So listen here to what he has to say.
Learn from this film about what is driving this child sex trafficking.
Well, obviously the money. It's $152 billion a year business. And to put that in perspective, that would be every NFL football team, pro sport in the U.S., also World Cup soccer. and then sending your kid to college. Every 18-year-old gets to go to Stanford University for 4 years.
Yeah.
That would be $152
billion. What is your hope for this film?
Well, right now, we're looking for 2 million people to come to the theater for the 2 million traffic children. Now, it's a lot bigger empire than that because there's organ harvesting and all of that other stuff.
Can we end this scourge? I mean, it is the most evil thing on the planet.
Well, you got to start with having a south border. Okay, we don't have a south border. And that means we're, you know, celebrating Fourth of July.
We're complicit in it. There's no question about that.
But, you know, and the media needs to go down there. Why don't they go down there? They need to meet these agents. It's horror.
Yeah.
Hopefully that'll occur. But the politicians aren't going to move until the people move.
Right.
And boom, special effects with the explosion at the end that I didn't have queued up. But we've got to get the southern... We don't have a country if we don't have a secure border.
Exactly.
We don't. It's your border, your language, and your culture. That is what makes you who you are, and of course your heritage.
That's right.
But that's ties in with your culture. Your culture is includes your heritage. And
well, and he also point. I mean, this links directly to Secretary Mayorkas. This links directly to the CIA. This links to the Biden family. All of these communists are, you know, and like he said, the whole reason it's happening is because of the money.
That's
$152 billion a year. And we know that the Bidens, as well as all the rest of the corrupt people, are hounds going after money everywhere they can get it.
Yeah, it's absolutely out of control. Well, Josh Hawley has addressing this as well.
That's right.
We said, this is not just celebrities now, but this is, you know, Congress. And so they're making these, they're holding these people to the fire and getting answers. And then the accountability comes.
Right. And so this clip that I have here, he is specifically pointing out what is going on in the Human Health Services branch of dealing with these children that are being trafficked by all of these coyotes and all of these horrible criminals. So listen here to what he has to say about that.
Let's look at some of the things that we've learned about what's going on over at HHS that Secretary Becerra is doing. Here's some quotes from employees at HHS. At least five Health and Human Services staff members said that they were pushed out after raising concerns about child safety. This is all from the New York Times, by the way. Mr. Becerra told the Office of Refugee Resettlement Director that if she could not increase the number of discharges of children, he'd find somebody who would. Next, 20% of kids have to be released every week or you get dinged. It's a conveyor belt of children being forced through the system. And what's the priority of HHS? Just get them out as fast as we can. They go to factories. They go to slave labor. I've written to the FBI and asked the FBI, where are the 80,000 plus children this administration's lost? They don't know. I've said it's your responsibility to go get them. It's a direct violation of child labor laws. They're not doing anything. Nobody's doing anything. It's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. And the fact that the administration won't come and sit there and answer questions to this committee is absurd. And it is nothing more than cowardice. They don't want to answer questions. They don't want to be responsible. They don't want to take responsibility for this. So let the record reflect that this administration has let tens of thousands of children be sold into slavery, and they are doing nothing about it.
Well, except they are doing something about it. They're exacerbating it.
Yep,
they're the cause of it.
Yes.
They are the causal factor here.
Yep.
It's not because of demand.
It's not because of neglect or...
It's not because of climate change. It's not because of racism.
Right.
It's because they are refusing to do their jobs because they're traitors.
Yep.
They're
trying to bring the nation down.
Intentionally working to destroy the United States, its economy, its culture, its borders, everywhere around. The whole political framework of the Republic, the Constitution, everything.
It's exactly what you would expect under a communist coup.
Yeah.
And so we have had different clips highlighting Chad Wolf before, who I I like the guy.
Oh, yeah.
He was a previous undersecretary of the Homeland Security for strategy, policy, and plans. And now he's got his own consulting firm called Wolf Global Advisors. Mm. I would like to see him back in place, in the Homeland Security, replacing Mayorkas. Mayorkas needs to be hung, first of all, because of his communist coup participation, for allowing these children to be trafficked and doing nothing but turning a blind eye. And so listen to what Marjorie Taylor Greene has to say. She's having a conversation in this congressional inquiry with Chad Wolf. And so listen to them now.
We're missing 85,000 children, 85,000 children. And while Democrats across the aisle on this committee want to talk about families being separated under the Trump administration, I'd like to introduce for the record, Mr. Chairman, a letter from Custom and Border Protection saying that the Biden administration is ending DNA testing, familial DNA testing, that was at the end of May 31st, 2023. So when you talk about separating children, we have the Biden administration not even testing who these adults and these children are. And I can't comprehend it. Everyone in this room knows what an Amber Alert is. We all get them on our phones, right? This is when a child has been kidnapped. And we are so concerned in this country about children who have been kidnapped that we have something called an Amber Alert, notifying all of us that there is a missing child. 85,000 children missing, migrant children missing in the United States, is the same thing as 85,000 Amber Alerts. It's unbelievable. Mr. Wolf, many of the children are brought to the United States by coyotes and human smugglers. In your view, how is Secretary Mayorkas responsible for exacerbating the unaccompanied children humanitarian crisis?
Well, it's not just one action. It's obviously a culmination of a variety of different incentives. It's an incentive structure that has been created over the past 27 months that allows individuals to come into the country and remain into the country. When you exempt UACs from Title 42, that sends a signal to the cartels and to everyone else to smuggle as many children across that border as humanly possible. We know they're going to stay in the United States. So when you make these categorical pronouncements, the cartels are watching and they are paying attention. And just to key off on your last point, not only did DNA testing about to end, the vetting of sponsors also ended at HHS under this administration. No more vetting, detailed, in-depth vetting of sponsors. We also increased vetting of other household members. We didn't just want to know who the sponsor was. We wanted to know other household members and dive into those backgrounds. That was eliminated as well. Site visits, not every home was visited, but random site visits to make sure that those children were where they said they would be, also eliminated under this administration. So the idea that somehow they're protecting children because they needed to facilitate the flow out of HHS facilities quicker and quicker is a misnomer.
Unbelievable.
Well, that's very, very amazing to hear, because we've posted information and discussed the information about these recipients of these illegal children coming here, and they're not checked at all. In fact, one man, a single man, nobody else in his house, had 24 of these little children, all under the age of 11, in his house.
Right.
And this was not uncommon, apparently, when they were doing some follow up, and so there's no requirements. I mean, I hate to say it because it's so horrible, but that's pretty darn obvious what's going on there, and so to find out that they've removed all of these DNA tests, these familial DNA testing at the southern border, that is intentional so that they can't be tracked.
That's right.
Also, so that if they're found, they can't be returned.
Yep, exactly. So the like we said, awareness right now, accountability, they are holding these people's feet to the fire. But I want to talk briefly about this organization called Our Rescue. It's O-U-R. It stands for Operation Underground Railroad. And they are working to rescue children around the world. The founder and the operator, the head operator of that is a former agent. His name is Tim Ballard. And this movie that we're talking about, we're going to be going and seeing that tonight. Many of you have responded that you've got your tickets, that you're going tomorrow or the 5th. And I think they'll hit the numbers easily, 2 million people seeing it. But Tim Ballard quit his job in order to devote his life to rescuing children from global sex traffickers. They have on their website where you can go and support them financially. You can read the stories. You can learn more about what you can track the operations that they're involved in. And they're in Ukraine. They are in South America. They're just really all over the world and doing some really great work. They've got, you know, a way for you to join the fight and get involved, resources for awareness, and just different ways to support them. But go and learn more about that. And, of course, you'll be able to watch the trailer there at OURrescue.org. That's OURrescue.org. And the OUR, O-U-R, stands for Operation Underground Railroad.
Right. And so I think that after the nation has seen this film and the media is, you know, obviously got some of the very best people in Hollywood to refer to and talk to now and interview. Mm-hmm. I just really, really pray that, you know, we all just should pray that this be how we get this under control and we get it to stop.
Yeah.
We'll reclaim our border. I mean, this covers all the bases, the political aspect and everything that we need to start straightening this nation back out.
Yes, it does. All right, guys. Well, you have a blessed rest of the day out there on this fine Independence Day Eve. You be safe tomorrow. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. We'll be here for the morning commute. Otherwise, you have a great day.
That's right. You all have a marvelous Monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.